It is the 21st day of November, 2013. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Good afternoon, Todd. And I'm glad I'm down south hearing that forecast.
Have you been looking at your longer term studies and have any suggestions about what the next 3 to 5 years look like, or some in something that's longer range out of your charts?
Well, I'm doing an article for our quarterly newsletter we do for our clients right now, and the title of it is Where Do We Go From Here? And for some time I've kind of viewed the period that we've had over the past 5 years or so, starting with 07 through this 2012 time frame, where we saw, a big burst in demand for commodity prices. China was a driving force. The ethanol mandate was a driving force. Prices went to very profitable levels, very similar to what happened in the 70s when prices went to very profitable levels due to, fiat money, Arab oil embargo, soybean embargo, all of those factors. Within a few years, the world overproduces because very profitable prices do two things very well. It increases production and it destroys demand. So we are basically on the downside of that. I'm not convinced that we're going to do a complete repeat of what we saw in the mid-80s because I see a lot of different other factors out there that may avoid something like that. But we are clearly on the downside of that big cycle. And the key here now is what the market is going to try to find out is where is a so-called stable price level where buyers and sellers will feel that they can trade and hold inventory or be short or be long or whatever, and that is where we're at. I think we're the demand part of the destruction on corn, even though the balance sheets look pretty sloppy when you look ahead, that we're going to have a 2 billion bushel carryover, but you can see that it is stirring up demand, these prices from the $7 level of 2 years. That did a lot of demand destruction. But now as we've got prices down in here below the $5 level, more of the $4 level, export demand's picking up, feed demand's picking up, ethanol grinds back going at full throttle. I do know that, that is a limited market because of the cutback of the mandate, because we don't consume enough gasoline to blend the alcohol produced in the mandate off. So they're going to have to cut back on the ethanol production. But we're coming down here for a landing, and we're going to stabilize. But I do think there's a lot of things that's going to drop over the next few years that can give us some nice recovery rallies in the marketplace. They may not be recovery rallies back to $7 corn or back to $16 soybeans, but there will be some volatility in the marketplace. Weather is always a key factor keeping that volatility going. The fiat money throughout the world continues to debase in value, so we're going to have a lot of money around. That's going to create a lot of economic instability, and that will give us rises in commodity prices. But short run here, this week's price action is kind of telling me that we've made a big step toward putting in a seasonal low in soybeans, and corn is struggling to get that job done. If we could see some higher weekly closes today, this week, and some decent follow through here, maybe squeak out a higher finish for the month, I think then maybe the big long decline that we've seen here is complete. Corn's going to be more of a sideways affair. Beans probably going to have more volatility in it because of South America. I'm a little worried that the farmer is too long cash corn. The trade knows it. And as the old saying goes, as long as cash inventories are in weak hands, and in this case, farmers are the weak hands, prices won't go up until it moves into strong hands, and strong hands are considered the commercials, because you have all that hedge pressure still hanging over the market. As the farmer moves that grain into the pipeline, you still have that hedge pressure to be absorbed into the marketplace, and until that's absorbed into the marketplace, it's going to be difficult to get a big rally probably in corn. There's a lot of educated people. I think they may be a little too bearish, but there's still a strain of thought out there that cash corn prices could go down to 350 yet this winter. I think we have to see what the final crop report numbers are before we begin to start talking that. But right at the moment, we are picking up demand. For an example, on exports, I know this is kind of a small fish in the bigger scheme of things, but for example, corn sales so far this marketing year are 960 million bushels. That is roughly 69% of what USGA projected on the November crop report. So we're already 70% there. So that kind of tells me that maybe export demand is going to grow as we go through the marketing year. Soybean demand with today's sales, we're at 1.3 billion bushels of beans already sold. And that is 90% of what USGA was projecting on their November balance sheet. So that tells me that we have room yet to maybe sell more corn and soybeans into the world market than what maybe the trade was thinking here a couple, 3 weeks ago. So I think that tells you that there is demand for the commodity. When you look at the ethanol grind, we did back off a little bit last week. But if you think about it, we pulled a lot of this year's crop or the 13 crop backwards into the old marketing year to grind for ethanol. So I think this January report may surprise everybody. We may not have as many stocks on hand as what the trade was thinking. So I want to be a little friendly short term here. I got some technical formations, I think, in the corn chart that says that maybe Deese Corn has a solid shot at punching out its previous rally high point of 438. Maybe the November or January soybeans, if we could get some good follow through in January soybeans, we could maybe talk about punching out the previous high here November 15th. That was 1321, and maybe open up the gates for a 62% retracement back toward the August high points of maybe 345. So I do think there's a rally here. Farmers are pretty well done selling for the year, but I would encourage farmers to take advantage of price rallies to peel off inventory. If they still wanted to retain some kind of price ownership, maybe take a look at adding a call to your cash contract. Most elevators can do that now these days, and we'll see what happens in South America and what kind of growing season we have for 2014.
Hey, thanks so much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises.